And now,
Capital 263.
Hello, my name is Sue. This is CareerPort, your vital career information portal. This is a weekly podcast to talk about career decisions, changes, and transitions. We dare you to dream big, start small, and start now. In this episode, I'm joined by Taylor Chiyangwa, and we're going to talk about online entrepreneurship. Before we go into get into the topic, I would like him to introduce himself in case I miss something important about his profile, and he's just going to kill me after this podcast. So, Taylor, please go ahead.
Hey, Sue, thank you so much for that. As you said, my name is Tylon Taylor Chiyangwa. I'm a digital marketer. I'm an online entrepreneur. I run a few online businesses. I'm also a book writer. I also do a bit of graphic designing, web development, and stuff. So everything that I do is linked to the online world.
Yeah. I'm joined by a tech in the building. I'm so excited. Okay. So let's start. What is online entrepreneurship? Because, you know, when I was thinking about this, I got so confused and I was like, no. The expert is coming, and I really want him to talk about what is online entrepreneurship.
All right. Yeah. Online entrepreneurship, at its very basic, it's building businesses online, generating income online. Okay. It's different from the offline entrepreneurship, the brick and mortar business, the brick and mortar businesses which we're used to. This one now, all your activities, they're based online. Although they can have some extensions on the physical side of things, but mostly and at the very core of it all, the business is based online.
Yeah. Okay. So when did you start and what inspired you?
Well, I love this story. I love telling it. I started in early 2016. That's when I started. What really inspired me was frustration. I went to college, graduated in 2012, got a job in 2018. I worked at the job for 3 years, for 4 years, up until 2016. But I hated the job. I was just going there, going through the motions. It was just for the money, but I hated it. You know, every Monday morning, I would look at the clock and say, come on, not again. Every evening, I just felt like something was missing, like, this wasn't me. So I thought that there should be a better way. There had to be a better way. And I started looking at online entrepreneurship as an alternative. The reason why I chose online entrepreneurship, I had my interest in computers and online stuff started quite way back. I did my first computer course in 1999. And then in 2002, I participated in a global competition where we were developing websites as part of HIV/AIDS initiatives. So I read the first time I was introduced to a computer, I remember it was on a Friday, and we're supposed to start on the Monday doing the computer appreciation courses. But the whole weekend, I was so looking forward to being on a computer. And once I got introduced to a computer, I was hooked. So that kind of stayed with me. Throughout, like, I didn't have access to a computer for quite some time. I only got a computer when I was in college, and even when I was in college, I was known as a tech guy. People come to me when they wanted to be connected to the school Wi-Fi, when they wanted softwares, when they wanted stuff. I was the guy to get it happening. So I just felt I had to make a living out of this, and that's when I started. And I went full time on online entrepreneurship in 2017. So it's almost been 2 years now, and I'm enjoying every bit of it. I couldn't trade it for anything in the world.
You speak with so much passion. I wish I would say I would say the same to a lot of people out there who are just doing jobs that they don't love. And it seems you love what you're doing, and you're so committed to what you're doing at this moment, and I really, really appreciate that. But what are the disadvantages and advantages of online entrepreneurship?
All right. There are quite a number of advantages. I'll start with those. Number one, you can start You don't have to have a large capital outlay at the onset to start. Mostly, the number one resource that you need at the beginning, you just need your internet and you just need time mostly. Time to get this, to learn about the stuff that you want to do and then to get it off the ground. Another advantage is also that online entrepreneurship is not limited by geography. If you've got a viable online business, you can settle anywhere in the world. All you need is just your power, your internet, and you're in business. So you're not limited by office hours, by maybe economy is going bad in one part of the country, I mean in one part of the world or anything. With online entrepreneurship, you're as flexible as you can be. You're more flexible than a yoga person. So that's a major advantage. Also, another one is that with online entrepreneurship, you can build a business outside. Within your passions, the things that you love, the things that you care about. Say, for example, if you love dogs, right? In the outside world, it may be difficult to monetize that. But with online entrepreneurship, there are various ways that you can monetize that. For example, you can start grow some grooming lessons where you train dogs online, and maybe you produce a course where you teach dog owners how maybe to potty train their dogs, and then you sell it. There are many dog lovers around the world. You can put snippets on YouTube. They see your work, they follow you, they buy your course, and you love dogs, and you're making money through that. So a number of passions can be monetized through online entrepreneurship. I work 7 days of the week. I work I spend a lot of time on my computer, on average around 10 hours every day. But I don't see it as work. It's stuff that I enjoy, you know. And I've forgotten who said that find something that you love and make a job out of it, and you won't have to work for a day in your life. It has turned out to be true in my case, and I love it so much. So there are many advantages, but those are the ones that I can talk of offhand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm getting into the deep end with you. I understand you've written a book on online entrepreneurship.
Sure.
Why did you write it, and how can people get it?
All right. Like I gave you my background, frustrations, hating my job and everything. And I've come to realize that a lot of people are in that situation. Someone called it a life of quiet desperation, where you're just going through the motions just for to pay the bills, but not really happy, not really fulfilled, not really loving what you'll be doing. So I looked around and said, you know what, I've turned my life around because of pursuing online entrepreneurship. What if this could happen to someone else? What if there's someone out there who is feeling stuck right now in whatever job they are doing? What if I could show them another angle of online entrepreneurship that they could get started on, and maybe later on get to be where I am, where you're doing something that you love and getting paid for it? So that was the major motivator behind me writing the book. Also, another thing was after I had made the transition from a 9-to-5 to online entrepreneurship, I started realizing a lot of things that I could have done a lot earlier to get me in the right track of online entrepreneurship. For example, when we had college, we had free Wi-Fi, right? But I love music. One of my dreams when I was young, I wanted to be a radio DJ, so I love music. But now we were using the Wi-Fi at college to download, you know, music the whole time. Some of my guys were into movies, were into series. You know, we'd do that. You know, we'd actually even go to college during vacation time just to go get music and, you know, watch videos on YouTube and stuff. So later on, I realized the internet is like the major resource that you need to get your business going. So what if I had used that time during college to start building my online business? Where would I be if I had done that, say, maybe during first year? By the time I graduated, where could I have been? So I said, I think maybe if I could show the guys maybe who are in college right now these things, and they get started, we could get somewhere. Another motivator was when I looked at Zimbabwe, we have some of the smartest people in Africa, and I dare say in the world. We've got the best literacy rates in Africa. And some of the jokes that people post, if you follow Zim Twitter, we've got some of the sassiest, some of the smartest people. You know, the stuff people write and post about shows that we've got the intelligence. But what I felt was lacking in us monetizing the time that we spend online, instead of just making it be about jokes and sarcasm and stuff, what was lacking was the mindset, the knowledge that maybe instead of me just being on Twitter for fun and everything, I can be on Twitter for business and have fun at the same time. So what wasn't missing was the intelligence and stuff. What was missing or what is missing is the mindset for people to start looking at the internet and social media as business avenues, not just as a place to hang out, post selfies, and have a blast. So in writing the book, I wanted to stay 18 people. I wanted to start a movement where I can get people hooked on online entrepreneurship and start looking at it as a viable business that people can do in their lives. So those are some of the reasons that motivated me to write the book.
Okay, so where can you get it?
The book, you can get it. My website is, I'm revamping it. It's called www.mrtaylor.me. mrtaylor.me. You can find it, mrtaylor.me/books. But right now the website is down. It will be up in about 2-3 weeks' time. But you can get the link to download the book on my Twitter, which is at Taylor Chiangwa. The pinned tweet has the link to the book. You can get it for free. And push comes to shove, you can even hit me up on WhatsApp, on Twitter. I can send it to you via your preferred avenue. The book is for free. It's meant to start a movement. It's not meant to make me money.
What a great initiative.
Thank
you. We're all gonna get your book.
Sure, thanks.
I also believe you were once interviewed on ZTV on online entrepreneurship. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, sure, yeah. That was last year in May. What happened was I also trade Forex online. It's another avenue of online entrepreneurship. And I also realized that it can be a viable source of online entrepreneurship, a viable source of generating income. But there are a lot of people who don't know about it, and a lot of people who were getting scammed in the name of Forex trading. So I wrote a book titled Introduction to Forex Trading from a Zimbabwean Perspective. The main goal was to show people what Forex trading is, and how it can be an alternative of making money, and also some of the scams that people have to look out for that are done in the name of online entrepreneurship. So when I wrote that book, I was also giving it out on WhatsApp and everywhere, and one of the guys from ZBC, they came across it, they read it, they liked it, they said, we like what you're talking about, we like your kind of vision and mindset, do you mind coming through and talking about it? So I did go to ZBC and did an interview, and it was a great experience. I also connected with quite a number of young people who are interested in this through that interview, and it was a great thing to do. Also, the book is for free as well. Just hit me up and out, and you get it.
So I'm guessing you're getting exposure from, you know, these interviews. At least people now get to know about online entrepreneurship, and they get to trust the process a bit, because, you know, with globalization and, you know, technology, some people don't believe in technology anymore, mm-hmm. and they think mm-hmm. anything on the internet is a scam.
Mm-hmm.
So would you think that the general response towards online entrepreneurship in Zimbabwe is changing, or people are still rigid?
It's quite a minefield at the moment, especially in the last 2 years. There have been quite a number of scams that have surrounded making money online. For example, there's something that was called Triple M. I don't know if you heard about it. It was quite popular back in 2016, and then it crashed at the end of it all, and people lost money. So it really did leave a sour taste in many people's mouths. And also some of these scams that were done in the name of Bitcoin, that we also done in the name of online forex trading, they really You know, they say once bitten is twice shy. So people are really quite cautious about that. So trying to get people from that mindset to say, no, there can be other viable, legit, and expandable ways of making money online. It's quite a journey, but slowly but surely, we're getting there. I'm happy to say there are a number of other guys who are into online entrepreneurship that I've managed to link up with, and we are starting a movement. There's quite a lot to be done, really, but we're getting there.
Okay, and do you think people in Zimbabwe trust online transactions and online businesses?
In the same vein, there is that, there is quite a bit of skepticism around that. You know, we are more used to the old way of doing business. So really, the whole thought of maybe paying some website to download a book or a course, it's still a bit foreign, but we're getting there. Because if you look at states maybe around mobile internet usage in Zimbabwe, it's growing. So the more people start using, start being online and start doing these transactions, it is a process. But generally right now, there's a lot of skepticism around that. But we'll get there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot today.
Thank you.
What challenges have you faced so far?
All right, that is in running my online businesses, mm-hmm. right? This thing called sanctions, I know I talked about one advantage of online businesses being that you're not limited by geography, but because of sanctions, there are some things that we can't use or apply as Zimbabweans. For example, if you have a client who's outside the country and they want to pay you via PayPal, it's not possible because PayPal has restrictions on Zimbabwean accounts. You can only use it to buy, you know, for outgoing transactions. Someone can't send money to your PayPal just because you're in Zimbabwe. So it also happens, even in the last 2 years or so, moving money out of Zimbabwe has been quite a challenge. So say, for example, you want to run some Facebook adverts to promote some business of yours. It's quite a challenge to get working credit cards that can be accepted by Facebook, by Google, for you to run your adverts. So these challenges they've quite debilitated the process. And also even data charges, Wi-Fi internet in Zimbabwe, it's quite a major cost. And that affects, especially when I was starting out, I couldn't afford Wi-Fi, so I was using dongles and mobile networks. And that was a pain. Sometimes I had to sleep through the day and then work at night when the internet was a bit, you know, better, a bit faster. So yeah, they've been those challenges. But yeah, the challenges are there to make us be innovative and make us grow. Found ways around that, and it's a happy ending.
Yeah, you always have to find ways around it.
Exactly. Yeah.
How do you manage to stay consistent? It's a tricky business to do.
Exactly, it is. It is because online things are changing. Things are changing very fast. You have to keep learning. Like I also do digital marketing, where I help other businesses grow via digital means and everything. And there's a lot that's changing on a day-to-day, weekly basis. So if you want to make it as an online business, you will have to keep learning. Because if you just miss out in a week or two, what worked last month may not
sell the next month. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you'll be overtaken by events. So you really have to have a sharp mind and have a hunger for learning. Because the thing with online business is that most of this stuff you can learn on your own and then get started and everything. But you need to have that discipline to learn on your own, to motivate yourself. Which is not in most people. Most people, we only learn when, you know, there's a bit of graduation or exam at the end of it all. But just learning for something that...
It's not easy.
So it does take quite a bit of discipline to do that. And also another way of remaining consistent is just looking at the trends. What do people want in your niche or in your specialized area? What's happening? What are the, what stories are people liking in that niche? You know, what are the infographics that are being shared? Well, what videos on YouTube around your niche are getting the most hits? And what can you learn? How can you develop that? How can you customize that to fit your audience and do it like that? But you just have to stay on your toes.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
So my very last question.
Sure.
What advice would you give to someone interested in online entrepreneurship?
Wow. Thank you so much for that. I'm actually writing an article for Career Zim website. It will be titled, What I Wish I Had Learned in High School. I wish I knew. Number one, you have to be self-motivated, because it takes quite a bit of time to start realizing gains from online entrepreneurship. It's quite a process. Say, for example, if you're blogging, right? You can start writing articles today and you won't be getting any hits for 6 months or even a year. But you need to trust the process, like you said. You need to believe in it. You need to see the paycheck at the end of it all. Yeah, you need to be long-sighted. Having an online business is not a fly by night. If you are a person who's just looking for kamkana to get going, I'm sorry, online entrepreneurship, this isn't for you. But if you really want to build an online business that can sustain you for life and even outlive you, this is the way that I would urge you to go. And also, when you start looking at the time that you spend, you know, I read this quote somewhere which says that people think that 3 to 5 years building a business is a long time, but they don't think that spending 40 years broke in a job is a long time. So if you start looking at it from that angle, you know, it really makes it more bearable and stuff. Number two, get mentors. There are a lot of mentors around. Some of them, they don't even have to know you. You can just research and follow people online and then know what they are doing. You'll be amazed at the amount and quality of free information on the internet if you know where to look. Yes, there's a bit of hogwash out there. That's part of the process. But if you're really curious and if you're really dedicated, you're going to find a lot of workable, important information that you can use to mold you and help you grow your online businesses. So you've got to be hungry. You've got to be dedicated. You've got to give it time. You've got to just believe in yourself, man, and find out what you love and see how you can monetize it. And then, yeah, next thing is a success story and the movement grows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Quite an interesting session. So I just want you maybe to give us a recap of the key points that you talked about. Like our take home, what to take home today from what we discussed.
Right. Number one, online entrepreneurship is real. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it takes time, but it is real and it is a viable option. Look around. We're in graduation season. Every week, 1,000 plus people are graduating. But look at the job market. If anything, it's shrinking at a much, much faster rate. So what does this mean? There aren't just that many jobs to absorb. The people are coming out. But if you guys can start looking at online entrepreneurship, instead of just looking for a job, you can start creating jobs via online entrepreneurship. So it is viable. In that regard, I've got one of my online businesses is called contentforgrowth.com. It's a website where we write content for websites, for blogs, ebooks and stuff. And I've managed to get a number of freelance writers under that table. We get jobs, they give them jobs, they write articles, and they get a bit of get a bit of money to help them along. So what this does is, instead of me being a disgruntled employee, I'm now someone who is creating some sort of form of employment. So, and all it took was a shift in mindset from looking at the internet as a plaything, start looking at it as a way of earning money. So it is viable. Please think about it. And I would also encourage you guys to think out of the box. Look at some of the success stories in online entrepreneurship, even if they may be Western or whatever, but there are lessons that can be picked. look at the problems that you're having in your life and see what solutions can you get. Look at the people that are around you and look at your common problems and look at some of the solutions that you can provide and start your online business. There are a lot of different types of businesses online that can be done. For example, my book looks at 25 ways of making money online. All those are different ways. So the possibilities are endless online. You're only limited by your beliefs and your view of the world. But, you know, the sky is not even the limit online. So it's there. So guys, let's do this. If you're in college, if you are in high school, now is the time to start. Like Sir Paddington is always saying, dream big, start small, start now. You can use that for your online business. Start now. There's stuff that you can do now. If you're in college where you've got free Wi-Fi, please don't underestimate its power. Yes, there's Facebook, there's Surface, there's stuff. But trust me, there's also dollars there if you know how to look, if you know how to monetize it. So let's go out and do this. Let's make Zimbabwe. One of my passions is to make Zimbabwe the hub of online entrepreneurship in Africa. And I believe we have it in us, like I was saying a few moments back. It's not the knowledge. It's not the intelligence. It's just the mindset that's needed. So that mindset is going to be, the final thing that will get us there. So we can do this, Zimbabwe. Let's get going.
Okay, so my take home is follow your dreams.
Yeah,
and also to start looking at the internet as a business avenue.
Yes,
and not just think, okay, there's scams and whatever. That's my take home. Thank you so much, Taylor, for joining me on this podcast. This has been CareerPod, brought to you by Career Zimbabwe in partnership with Capital 263, where we are free to do it, free to say it. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Career Zimbabwe, and also Capital 263 on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you have any views, comments, recommendations, and topics that you'd want to be on the show, do let us know through our social media platforms. Join me in the next podcast. And also, Taylor, how can people get in touch with you?
All right. Yeah. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. Across all of those, the handle is Taylor Chiangwa. If you just look for that, you'll find me. And then also, like, one of my businesses is coninfogrowth.com. You can check that out as well. We also have another one that we're building. It's called mycity.co.zw. You can also check that one out as well. If you want to know more about Forex, I've got my own Forex blog. It's called swagforex.co.zw. So it's swagforex.co.zw. And you'll get me there. If you're interested in my digital marketing, my graphic designing and web designing, it's tayconsultancy.com. That's another business of mine as well. So it's tayconsultancy.com. And then you'll find me there.
Okay.
Sure.
This has been a great, great, great podcast. Dream big, start small, and start now. Yeah. My name is Sue. Join me in the next podcast. And now.
Capital 263.